Picture this, a tanker loaded with crude oil, engines idling in the Persian Gulf, captain waiting for a clearance that may never come. That image captures the summer of 2026 better than any headline could. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and today we are tracking a world that feels like it is holding its breath, from the Strait of Hormuz to the halls of the Federal Reserve, from Kyiv's drones to the 2028 presidential race that nobody officially admits is already underway.
I'm Sarah Chen, and Marcus is right. There is a through line connecting almost everything we are covering today, and that thread is leverage. Who has it, who is bluffing about having it, and who is about to lose it? We have got Iran conditioning a Hormuz deal on Washington lifting sanctions first. We have got Turkey summoning Ukraine's ambassador after drone strikes hit Turkish cargo vessels. We have got Estonia's intelligence chief warning that Russia could fracture faster than anyone in Brussels is planning for.
On the domestic politics front, the 2026 midterm landscape is getting genuinely strange. John Ossoff is running an explicitly anti-Trump message in Georgia, a state Trump carried and polling ahead. John Fetterman just called Michigan Senate nominee Abdul El-Sayed garbage in those exact words. Pete Hegseth is denying a 2028 White House run. Vivek Ramaswamy is outspending his Ohio gubernatorial opponent 7-1 and still stuck in a dead heat. Democrats are calling for resignations over something called the Hope Florida scandal. There is a lot to unpack there.
We are also going deep on the artificial intelligence economy today. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh used his first Jackson Hole keynote to float the idea that AI could become a fourth factor of production alongside labor, capital, and land, which is either a profound reframing of how we measure economic capacity or a very elegant way of justifying why inflation models keep misfiring. And Anthropic is cutting Claude Code weekly limits in September, despite framing the rollback as a net positive, which is the kind of communication strategy that tends to generate its own kind of news.
Michael Burry, the investor made famous by the 2008 mortgage crisis, is warning that the entire AI trade rests on the shoulders of two private companies, OpenAI and Anthropic. That dovetails with Google auto-expanding its AI summaries in search results in a way that is quietly burying web links, which has a whole ecosystem of publishers furious. And speaking of surveillance and technology, Governor DeSantis ordered Flock license plate cameras removed from Florida state roads.
There was also a deeply disturbing incident at Google's Lower Manhattan offices Friday, where a 63-year-old man set himself on fire in the lobby. We will cover that with the gravity it deserves. And analysts are raising serious alarms about a potential Trump-Kim summit later this year, warning that any deal on the table might effectively acknowledge North Korea as a permanent nuclear state. Plus, Putin resurfaced with an orca versus polar bear metaphor for the war in Ukraine that is almost too strange not to analyze.
We have a full episode ahead. Let's get into it.